Okay. Well, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Monday, November 22nd. The markets were a little erratic last week, so today we're going to take a look at what's happening and we'll discuss what to expect for this short Thanksgiving holiday trading week. Now, if this is your first time, hi there, my name is Mark Hodge. I've been trading for 24 years and I'm also head coach at Rockwell Trading. And every morning, Marcus and I sift through a mountain of newsletters and websites and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time, I know it can be a little overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. As you see this morning, Marcus is not here with me, but together we have helped thousands of traders, of regular people actually, understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what a typical financial advisor would do. And I actually know a thing or two about that. So let's go ahead and let's jump into the charts here. Let me bring up the S&P. There we go. And let's talk about what happened last week first. So last week, the S&P was down just a little bit. So on Friday, we closed slightly lower, down 0.1%. And the Dow down 0.8%. So the Dow really sliding last week, taking a little hit on Friday. But then the NASDAQ here, look at this. NASDAQ making new records, finishing the week at 0.4%. So the NASDAQ strong last week, ending the week strong. If we go to a weekly chart, here we see with the weekly chart, we make a new weekly record. So new record highs for the NASDAQ. And if we look at the Dow finishing lower for the second consecutive week in a row. The S&P managed to hang on to some gains here. Actually, from a weekly perspective, it looks like we closed at a new weekly record, just barely, less than a quarter of a point there, higher compared to 2 weeks earlier. But finishing the week slightly positive was the S&P. The NASDAQ, really a strong one last week, though, finishing at new records. So let's talk about news that can impact the markets this week. And one thing that traders are going to keep an eye on is the next Fed chair. And this is where President Joe Biden will make his nomination, or at least it's expected this week, for the next Federal Reserve chair. The current runners here, front runners, would be the current chairman, Jerome Powell. And Jerome Powell was at one point really just kind of a shoo-in for the job. People expected President Joe Biden to nominate him. He was a pick under President Trump, and it was expected that he was going to nominate a Fed chair, Jerome Powell, again. However, Governor Leo Brainard, I believe that's the way to pronounce the first name, is also considered a likely candidate. Now, Brainard, actually, some are expecting that if Brainard gets nominated, that there will be a stance which the Fed will be a little more hesitant or more likely to raise rates and take some time raising rates. So it's expected that Fed Chair Jerome Powell will push for rates a little bit sooner. Now, the Fed members, they get to vote on rates anyway. So it's not just one person making that decision, but the Fed Chair does kind of guide things here. So it will be interesting to see if that gets shaken up a little bit. A new Fed Chair could definitely create some volatility in the markets. Right now, it's a possibility, but I'd say that it's not expected. And this is why it could create some volatility if that gets switched up. So that's expected this week. And we could also take a look at the economic calendar. Here we see that Monday, November 22nd, nothing major or nothing at all on the economic calendar. Some medium impact reports on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we do see a few major reports here. Preliminary GDP released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We also have core PCE price index at 10 a.m. Eastern, And then we have the FOMC meeting minutes from the previous meeting. And these are the three major reports on Wednesday. So actually, Wednesday is the busiest of the week if we look at the economic calendar. Thursday, markets are closed. And on Friday, we actually have a half day. So if I go to the NASDAQ calendar here, we do see that on Thanksgiving Day, the exchange is closed. And on November 26th, the exchange has a short close. And this is typical for U.S. exchanges, where U.S. exchanges will close at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Now, I'm going to talk more about what to expect and what's happened for most Thanksgiving weeks in today's Coffee with Marcus later on today. But just as a takeaway, remember that markets are closed on Thursday for the Thanksgiving Day holiday in the U.S., and we have an early close on Friday. Now, let's look at a few notable movers from last week. And I want to start with Apple first. Look at Apple here. Apple, so let's go back to a daily chart. That was a weekly chart. Looked like a strong run on the weekly as well. But Apple continuing its run after making new records here in September and pulling back, then a small rally and going sideways. Just back to back to back to back winning sessions. Apple closed Friday with a new record high at 160.55, up 1.7%. And pre-market, it looks like we're seeing an extension of that record. So it looks like Apple set to open up 0.7% higher. Market cap now $2.634 trillion. So it looks like we're going to see another record for Apple, at least at the open. We'll see where it ends up today. But a real strong week for Apple last week, and it looks like it's continuing today. Apple up 7% last week. What a run for Apple. Let's go back to a daily chart, and let's look at Tesla. Tesla, so after the news and the gimmick or the toying around that Elon Musk did with his tweet about selling shares, selling 10% of Tesla, and navigating through all of that. This was the Friday before the tweet, and then the Monday where the stock gapped lower, and then a pretty big sell-off on Tuesday. A lot of indecision, but Tesla has finished higher for the last four trading sessions. On Friday, Tesla was up 3.7%, and this morning, Tesla up 2.6% pre-market. Now, some of this has to do with some news over the weekend. So Elon Musk, he said that the Model S Plaid could be launched in China by 2022. In a tweet, Musk said that the sedan could become available and that it would probably be around March. So Tesla seeing some movement to the upside this morning pre-market and getting right back to where we were when that tweet over the weekend, a couple of weekends ago, where he asked Twitter followers if he should sell 10% of Tesla. And this kind of sparked this sell-off year. But right now, we're right back where we were trading that Monday, actually a little higher. A few others to take a look at here. Let's look at Moderna. So mRNA is the ticker. Moderna, seeing a nice little comeback here, having a tough time, a couple of lower opens, and then earnings not favorable. But we see here that the last couple of sessions have been positive, three winning days in a row, and Moderna up another 2.4% pre-market. Now, last week's rally, let's see where we were for the week. Last week, up 14%. So, I mean, this is a volatile stock, but that's still a pretty big move for 1 week there. Up 2.3% pre-market as well. And Moderna getting a little boost after the FDA last week said that all U.S. adults were eligible for the booster shot last week. So this helped Moderna. A few other stocks getting a booster boost would be Pfizer, PFE. Pfizer last week also having a nice run up. A little bit of a reversal on Friday, down 1.2% after opening higher and making, I believe this would be record highs for Pfizer, and finishing Friday slightly lower. The week still up 2.2%. This morning, Pfizer up 0.7% pre-market. Let's look at another one. And this would be, oh gosh, why am I forgetting BioNTech? There we go. I forgot there was an X at the end of that one. So BNTX was the ticker symbol. And this one, another big mover last week. We see up 21.5%. So huge move for BioNTech last week. And if we look at Friday, we were up 5.7%. This morning, a little more of a continuation there, up 2.6% in pre-market trading. Now, a few movers this morning. Let's take a look at Rivian. Rivian, just a wild, wild run since it IPO'd. And look at this. I mean, here you have five consecutive winning days and then two losing days. Last Friday was kind of inconclusive, you could say, and just slightly higher compared to these big swings that we've seen. But 4.3% lower this morning. Now, this comes on news that Rivian and Ford, they've scratched plans on a joint effort to develop an electric vehicle together. So a little bit down. I mean, this one has had these huge swings anyway. Where was it last week? Yeah, last week actually finishing 1% lower after trading as high as $180 a share, ending the week at $128.60. So just wild, wild movement for Rivian. What goes up fastly can come down fastly as well. Another one this morning making some movement, Blink Charging. So Blink down 2.2%. And Blink was actually downgraded by analyst Cohen from outperform to market perform, saying the company's valuation is a stretch after a euphoric run. And this is a pretty, you could classify it as a pretty significant run here, or a euphoric one. Real quick rally here, earnings win, and then trading at 43.08, down a little bit pre-market, down a little over, down just over 2%. Let's look at Wynn. So Wynn Resorts, Wynn up 2% pre-market, so seeing a little bit of a rally pre-market. Let's also look at Melco, MLCO, Melco Resorts, up 3%. We could also take a look at LVS, Las Vegas Sands, although no longer in Las Vegas, up 2% pre-market. This comes on news from the South China Morning Post that said the border between Hong Kong and mainland China could reopen soon, which would likely increase the number of visitors to Macau casinos. So the casinos over in that region getting a little bit of a boost, not a huge boost, but a little bit of a boost pre-market as we approach the open. Let's take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin just having a rough time last week, and it looks like we have new ranges to consider here. So Bitcoin last week down over 10%. And if we look at the start, we see that Bitcoin did slide again, but is trading right around where we left off on Friday, maybe slightly lower, but below that 60,000 level. So 60,000 was holding a support. Last week, we dipped below it, actually saw a new low here out of these ranges, going back to levels we hadn't seen for about a month. But right now, just flat as we approach the open. Ethereum, a similar chart here, a little bit stronger to the upside and then a pullback rather than that sideways movement that we've seen in Bitcoin. But that 60,000 level, something still to watch, even though right now we've been staying below it. So heading into the open, we see futures are higher, up about 0.5% as we approach the open. So positive start to this short week, this short holiday week of trading. And we'll see if that can hold up. But historically, Thanksgiving weeks have been a decent week. Like I said, I'll mention that and talk about it in more detail in today's Coffee with Marcus at 2:30 Central Time. There's also some videos that you can access below or above with this current video. And I hope you enjoy this video. Like I said, our goal is to run through numerous sources in newsletters, news sites, and really provide information that helps you as a trader finding opportunities or hearing what's going on in the market and what to expect as we approach trading day. Future slightly higher. Let's see if that continues. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a like. And until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody. Sometimes you got to find your mouse when you're looking at multiple monitors. There we go.